Welcome back. We are up to our final shiur in Maseches Kilayim for this time around. We are up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 9, Mishnah 9. So the very final Mishnayos deal with additional cases of Kilayim, of trying to understand the mixtures of wool and linen, when it might be prohibited, when you would not necessarily think that it's prohibited. One of the things that we spoke about previously is that in order for it to be considered Shatnez Midoraisa from the Torah perspective, is that it needs to properly be sewn together. Well, what if something is not sewn together, but it's really connected with something else? The first example we'll deal with is things like felt. Felt is pressed together. In other words, it's like smoothed out. So it's the final step of the shatnez process, but it's not certainly not sewn or woven together. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Levadim asurim mipnei sheim shuim. So felt made of wool and linen materials is going to be asur because it's smoothed out, right? So again, and it's not considered midoraisa, the Torah shatnez, because it's not sewn together, but since it's pressed together, it's smoothed together, that's going to be midorabanan shatnez. And this is seemingly the source for why shoulder pads are such an issue. Whenever you have shoulder pads in something, you have to be concerned. What are you concerned about? Because maybe there's processed material. We all know the processed material. We know that look. It's like black and blue and green and all those gray and all those different colors we see as like a fabric stuffer. So that could be a problem because that's smooth together, that's pressed in, and that very likely could mean have wool and linen. How do you know it has wool and linen? Well, you don't know if it has wool and linen, but there's a good chance it does have wool and linen because it's so many different materials. So that's why shoulder pads can be a concern. Then says the Mishnah further that piv shall semer b'shal. So felt is going to be prohibited because of shanez. Piv shel tzemer b'shel pishtan aser. If you have a border of wool that's attached to a regular garment of linen, then that's also going to be a prohibition of shanez. B'pnei sheheim chozrin ka'arig, because the border is surrounding and therefore strengthening the weave. In other words, again, you don't have wool and linen sewn together, but the surrounding keeps it intact. And so therefore, even though they're not sewn together, since it sort of keeps each other together, as a whole, it's going to be prohibited. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Mishichos shel argman asuros. Whenever you have, evidently there was some sort of a purple woolen belt that used to be worn, so whenever you have these belts of purple wool, it's going to be prohibited to wear them over a linen robe or something. Pepneishu molil ad shelo kosher, because when the person who's wearing them puts this belt on, so what he does is he puts the belt around, he like tacks it on. He like makes some stitches on with the belt before he ties the belt, and then I'll tie the belt. So in other words, at the end of the day, since he's going to be sewing the woolen belt to the linen garment, that would be a prohibition, so don't do that. Then says the Mishnah finally, lo yikshor seret shel tzemer b'shel pishtan. A person should not tie like a strip of wool to a strip of linen, lachgor bo es masnav, in order to put it around his waist, afal pi sheharetzua ve'emsa, even though there's a leather strap in the middle that separates the wool and linen. So in other words, imagine you have like if you're looking at the belt flat, it's three layers. It's wool, then separated by leather, then linen. So you say, oh, this is great. There's no shatnez here because they're not sewn together. But when you put the belt around you, when you tie it together, so then you're going to be tying the wool and linen up. So they're not woven together, but the belt is functioning by being tied together. So you're tying the wool and linen. That's going to be a prohibition of shatnez. Then says the Mishnah, finally, the final Mishnah of Maseches Kilayim, Osos HaGaridin, the Osos HaKovsim. Very important. People don't realize this. It's a critical halacha in Hilchos Shanez that most people are not concerned about or think to be concerned about, but it's very critical. Well, let's say you have labels of the person who made the clothes, the weaver, and let's say you have a label that's sewn in by someone who does your laundry. So whatever it is, asuros mishum kilayim. You have to be concerned about kilayim over there. Meaning, if you have your Abercrombie and Fitch shirt, or you have Ralph Lauren, and Calvin Klein, and they have a label, right? The little label, there's multiple labels that a company puts on, but in particular, let's talk about the simplest situation. You have a label that says this is 100% wool, or this is whatever it is. That's sewn on with a thread. Well, what material is that thread? So there's a concern. Maybe you should say that it's shanez. And in other words, if you have a woolen suit and they want to make sure the label stays on, they tie it on with linen, they sew it on with linen, so that's a concern of shanez. So therefore, this is the Mishnah. Whenever you have have these labels of these weavers and the labels of the launderers. So you have to be concerned about how they're sewn onto their garments, and there would be a prohibition of kilayim if there's a wool and linen mixed here together. Hatokef tekifat achas. Now, we're going to try to understand how many stitches it takes to violate the prohibition of shanes. So, hatokef tekifat achas, if a person stitches two pieces of clothes together with one single pass of the needle, eina chibor, it's not considered an attachment as far as halacha is concerned, so therefore, regarding the halachos of tumah and tahara, it's not going to be considered an attachment. Vein b'mishum kilayim, and also not a prohibition of kilayim. And so too, if someone unties this stitch or undoes this stitch on Shabbos, he's going to be putter. Then there's no midoraisa prohibition here. As a shnei rashah letzad echad, but if a person puts the needle through and through, meaning you passed it through one side and then bring it back on the other side so that it's a full stitch, so that is going to be a problem. Chibor, it's considered an attachment regarding the halachos of tumma and tahara, v'yish ba mishum kilayim, and also a prohibition of kilayim if you do it like that. Vashomta b'Shabbos chayiv, and so too, if you undo this on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv midoraisa for violating the prohibition of undoing a stitch. But then says Rabbi Yehuda, an additional opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says ad sheyishalish. No, you don't need one and two through with the needle. You need one, two, and three. You need to go through three times to violate the actual prohibition. Seemingly, he's talking about all of these things, right? On Shabbos and tumah tahara and kilayim. Then finally, the Masechta concludes. Hasak v'hakupa mitstarfin l'kilayim, that whenever you have a bag, a sack, and you have a box, so there could be a prohibition of kilayim there, even though they're two separate materials. So what is the case exactly? Seemingly, the case is that if you have a piece of wool that's attached to your sack, and then you have a piece of linen that's attached to your box, and then you sew these two things together, so even with something as simple as two stitches, so you say, well, this is two separate items, so how can it be a prohibition of shanes? Says the Mishnah, this is a prohibition of shanes when you sew these two things together, even with this double stitch, and that joins them together, that would be a prohibition of shanes. That brings us to the end of Meseches Kilayim. Hadron Alech Meseches Kilayim, Veslik Alech Meseches Kilayim. God willing, we'll return to this Masechta sometime soon. But tomorrow we begin Masechta Shavuos. Have a wonderful day.